Tory Lanez right here on 103.3 WZND, Wake Up Normal, and I am joined by a very special guest. His name is Jake Van Wolvelier, and he is a student here at ISU who is doing something that is pretty remarkable, honestly, because he is doing it by himself with just a couple friends. So, Jake, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. How are you feeling waking up this early, man?
I'm feeling pretty fresh.
Feeling fresh?
Yeah.
Awesome. Sounds good. So, yeah. What Jake is doing, he is holding a global climate strike that's going to go on in Uptown Normal on tomorrow at noon, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So, Jake, kind of tell us about a little bit about that.
Yeah, so there's climate strikes happening all around the world tomorrow on all 7 inhabited continents, 6 inhabited continents, that is, in all 50 states. And I really wanted something to be happening locally here in Blono. So I figured there's no better way to do it than just to do it. So I got it organized a little bit with the help of some friends and people with some experience. It's going to be a really good time.
So how can someone go about getting involved in the strike with you? Like, are we just showing up at 12 or like, is there, you know, are we decorating some posters before? Tell us like how people can get involved.
Definitely. Showing up is by far the most impactful way to get involved because there's strength in numbers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely encourage everyone to bring art and posters, signs, ways to express yourself, really, to show why this is such an important issue to you because it is something that impacts all of us. Climate change is real and it's happening and it's in the near right now and the near future. And once you're at the strike, there'll be clipboards with sign-up information for like name and contact for those who want to get involved further in the future, since that's a really important aspect of this, is that this is just the start of a sustained movement really start putting more pressure on our governments and institutions to make more meaningful change to address this problem, since meaningful change hasn't really occurred.
Mm-hmm. And I know like certain strikes like have a goal, you know what I'm saying? So like, do you have a particular goal? Is it just to get the message across, or is it, you know, are we signing petitions after the strike? Like, what's the ultimate goal of the strike?
For sure. So we have a few demands for the strike.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is that the government tell the truth and declare a state of climate emergency.
Mm-hmm.
That's borrowed from Extinction Rebellion, which is a British-based protest group that has spread to other countries. They actually were successful in getting the UK Parliament to declare a state of climate emergency, which is a really important first step to so that everyone's on the same page to address this problem in a meaningful way. The second is the passage of the Clean Energy Jobs Act, which is an Illinois piece of legislation that would decarbonize our electric grid by 2030. And bring it to 100% renewables by 2050. And it has a strong focus on making sure that transition is just. So the communities that are most impacted will have the most support for the transition. And then third is passage of a federal Green New Deal, since it's really important to work on this on the local level and state level. But ultimately, our whole country needs to drastically reduce our carbon emissions. Those are the three goals of this strike.
Okay.
Awesome. So, Jake, let's kind of get to know you a little bit. So, you're an ISU student here, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What's your major?
I'm a sustainable and renewable energy major.
That's
just changed the name.
That's literally perfect for you. It's like, you're so knowledgeable about this event in general. It's like, stick around, too, because we're going to keep you here for just a little bit longer. We got some more questions, but we got more great music coming your way right now. We got Panini, Lil Nas X right here on 103.3 WZND, Wake Up Normal.
Wake Up Normal, 103.3 WZND. It's your girl, Joy. I'm in a studio with Keegan and a very special guest, Jake Van Wolvelier. Hopefully I said that right. Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So we are talking about his global climate strike, and it's Friday at noon in Uptown Circle. And, you know, Jake, I just wanted to say, like, you should be really proud, because I asked you before, like, are you doing this like with an organization, an RSO? And you told me like you're just doing this by yourself, getting a couple friends together. How was that process? Was it, you know, intimidating, like stressful? How was that?
Yeah, definitely. It was very intimidating at first because I just had no idea where to start.
Mm-hmm.
But a friend recommended me to a professor here, Dr. Richard Sullivan, who teaches social movements. And he gave me some tips, and then I met with a couple other people that have been involved with community organizing, just pretty much talking to as many people as I can. And then the more people I talked to, the more it seemed to kind of get like a groove going, and it's become less intimidating. Still like a lot of work, of course, but yeah.
That's really great. And then, you know, I just kind of wanted to ask, so, you know, if we are in class, at work tomorrow, during the time of the strike, what can we be doing in order to help this movement? What could we be doing every day to, you know, just eliminate this, you know, this global warming and things like that?
Yeah, for sure. So if you can't make it to the strike, it's really helpful to just spread the word of it on your social media, so that as many people as possible are aware that there is such a strong movement to address this problem. In terms of like day-to-day life, it's really important that everyone is registered to vote and votes in every election. That's a really a core way that we're going to solve this, along with just making sure that you're talking about this with people, because it will never be solved if we're all just staying as individuals, acting as individuals. Individual actions are great in terms of not eating meat and, I don't know, taking shorter showers, all those types of things. But ultimately, those don't result in meaningful change. So it needs to, you need to try to work towards collective action.
And I really love that, Jake, because it is so many people who are so ignorant. There's politicians, including our president, who's like, oh, global warming doesn't exist. We are saying that every day. When we go outside, it's still so hot and so humid, and we're in September. Wake up, there's something. And I love that you gave us ideas that, you know, taking shorter showers, you know, going vegetarian, simple things in our everyday life that can help end this problem.
So kind of going back to the it was just you and your friends doing this. How many friends did you actually grab to help you do this?
So I got about four friends who have been helping and who are going to be speaking at the event. Yeah, it's mostly the five of us.
That's awesome. It's like, just because it's like you said, it's that small. It's like, we should honestly take example from you guys, because it's like, you guys came together for one cause, and it's like, and I think the people need to realize it's like, even five guys can throw something with this scale, or like this scale. And it's like, how many people do you think are going to be there? Like, just wondering.
It's hard to say for sure, but I would estimate about 150 or so. Hopefully more than that.
I mean, but I would definitely be there tomorrow. I get out of class at 11:50, so I'll just walk right on over.
Awesome.
See that. It's like, but that's absolutely insane, and people need to take action about this as well. It's like, so do you have anything you want to like just tell the people out there?
Yeah, we have a lot more power than we think we do, than we realize. Like you said, with just me and a group of a few friends, we've been able to hopefully we'll be able to mobilize up to even like 200 people, which is really incredible. And it's not that complicated. You just talk to people and surround yourself with other people who care. There are studies that have shown that once 3.5% of the population is protesting something, so like in the streets, peacefully acting for change, every social movement that has achieved that number has been successful. So in the U.S., that's about 11 million people, which is a daunting figure. But if we approach it at a local level of trying to achieve that number here in Blono and Illinois and everywhere else that people are, it's totally achievable. So it's not out of our power to actually fix this. We just have to work at it and mobilize.
I think we have something special here, honestly.
Yes, definitely.
I really think something special will come out of this, because this is such a great cause. A lot of people are passionate about this too, and people aren't as educated as, say, you, Jake. It's like, so I mean, you're doing your job in educating the people about this.
And then ultimately, again, like, I can't say it enough, this is truly amazing, because Jake, you are showing, you're a student here at ISU, you're the same age as us, it's our thing, you know, the future is ours, honestly, and it's up to us. If we want to see change in it, it's up to us. Like you said, grab a couple friends, find something that you're passionate about, and get out here and demand change. Like you said, demand these politicians to change these laws, vote, It's all so important. Mm-hmm. Once again, we're talking about the Global Climate Strike, which is Friday, tomorrow at noon, Uptown Circle. It's also a Facebook page, Climate Strike Normal Illinois. That is the event. Go on there, share it, like it, comment, tag people in it, get this information going.
Mm-hmm. And so, Uptown Circle, noon tomorrow. Jake, do you have anything else you want to tell the audience before we head out?
I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of people there.
Awesome. Perfect, man. Jake, thank you so much for coming in today. And if you ever have more events like this coming up, do not hesitate. You have my number. You have my email. Hit me up and I will get you on this show again.
Yes.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again for coming in today, Jake. And that was Jake Van Wolfen, Wolfenbeer. I cannot remember.
Wolvalier.
Nice.
Very Wolvalier like that. The Cavalier.
Thank you again so much for coming in today, man. We got more great music coming your way right here on Wake Up Normal.